Unit 1. Listening. New Student Orientation. Vocabulary Exercise.
Brunch. Explore. Optional. Dormitory. Residence. Mandatory. 1. There are different types of residences for students.Including dormitories, apartments, and shared houses. 2. Owning a computer is mandatory in this faculty. All students must buy one before the start of the academic year. 3. Here is a map. Please use it to explore the campus. 4. University clubs are optional, but most students join at least one.5. Let's have brunch together tomorrow morning.
Listening 1. Conversation. Listen to a conversation between a freshman and a senior student at the start of the orientation week, and then answer the questions.
Hi, my name's Susan Grant. I'm a freshman in the engineering program.
Well, hi, Susan. It's great to meet you. I'm William Blake. Everyone calls me Bill.
Good to meet you, Bill.
How is everything going so far? I guess you've already moved into your residence.
Yeah, I moved in yesterday. I'm staying in Sturridge House.
Oh, good. It's a very lively dormitory, I've heard. Lots of fun.
I hope so. I like my room, at least.
Great.
Do you mind if I ask a few questions about the orientation program? There are a few things I'm not sure about.
Sure, go ahead.
One thing I was wondering about was which activities in the program are optional and which are mandatory.
Okay, basically, all the engineering school events are mandatory. So today you have the dean's meeting and the curriculum explanation in the morning, right? They are organized by the school, so you have to attend both of those.
I see. And the information sessions in the afternoon, they must be mandatory too, right?
Yep, that's right.
And then tomorrow morning, there is a Sunday brunch at Sturridge House. How about that?
I don't think that's mandatory. It's organized by the house, but I think you should go. It's free food.
Yeah, and a good chance to meet people.
Most of the events tomorrow are optional. But, you know, don't go to all of them. Why not take a break in the afternoon and just explore the campus on foot?
Actually, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll do that.
Questions. 1. What are the speakers mainly discussing? 2. What has the woman already done? 3. Listen to a part of the conversation again. Then answer the question.
Do you mind if I ask a few questions about the orientation program? There are a few things I'm not sure about.
Sure, go ahead.
What does the man mean when he says,
Sure, go ahead.
4. There are 3 answers for the next question. Mark 3 answers. Which of the following events must the woman attend? 5. Why did the woman say,
Actually, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll do that.
Listening 2. Skills for listening.Listening for purpose. 1.
Hi, can I interest you in joining the debate society?
I don't know.
It's a great society. We have a debate every week. You can just attend the weekly debates, or join the team, or help organize the debates. You know, it's up to you.
Well, I was thinking of joining the movie society.
Sure, but hey, will the movie society help you in the future?I mean, if you join the debate society, you can gain really useful skills, like how to make a speech, how to persuade people, how to research information about a topic, negotiation skills. You know, these things can help your career.
Yeah, that's true. Well, have you got a leaflet?
Sure, here you are. My name's Carol Smith, and if you are interested in joining, just mail me anytime. My mail address is right there at the bottom of the leaflet.
2.
I'd like to borrow these books.
Are you a freshman?
Yeah, it's my first time in the library.
Have you attended a library orientation yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, you can't actually borrow any books until you have attended an orientation. Your library card is activated at the end of the orientation, you see.
Oh, really? Well, when is the next orientation?
This afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're being held twice a day, every day, all this week. It's a very useful orientation. It explains all about the library rules. You get a guided tour. They show you how to find the books you need. So why not come today at 2?
3.
Excuse me, Professor Allen?
Yes. How may I help you?
I'm a freshman and I have to register for my classes this week. I wanted to ask for more information about your medical physics course.
Okay, sure. Well, as you probably know, it's an elective course and worth 2 credits.
Yes, I'm interested in taking it, but I am not sure if it will be too difficult for me.
It's quite a demanding course. You can take it as a first year, but most students in it are second years. Did you do well at physics in high school?
Quite well, I think. I liked physics a lot, especially the experimental side.
Okay. Well, how about first you take a look at the textbook we will be using? Just a minute. I have a copy here. Further practice. 1. Conversation gap fill.
Excuse me, can I ask a question about orientation?
Sure, go right ahead.
Well, it's about the placement tests.
Yeah, do you know which ones you have to take?
I think so, math and chemistry.
Okay, so what's your question?
I was wondering when and how do we get the results?
Right, you get the results very quickly, the next day in fact, and you can check your results online. Just log into your university account, click on courses, and then placement tests, and you will find your results posted there.
That's great. Thanks so much.
No problem. Please ask about anything you need to know.
2. Vocabulary building. Pair 1. Freshmen will register for classes tomorrow. I'm planning to sign up for Professor Reynolds' elective class. Pair 2. Attending the information sessions is mandatory for all freshmen. Fundamentals of Organic Chemistry is a required subject for freshmen. Pair 3. I picked up lots of leaflets, but I haven't decided which club to join yet. They were handing out flyers for the freshman party, which will be held this Friday. Pair 4. Why not buy some posters for your dormitory room? How about joining the campus tour this afternoon? Pair 5. Don't forget to take your placement tests on the second and third days of orientation week. I have to sit for a placement test tomorrow morning, so I want to go to bed early tonight.